Unit 9, page 89. B2 First for Schools. Listening Part 4, Exercise 1. You will hear an interview with Abby Jones talking about her gap year before going to university. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
More and more young people are going into further education, and most of them are going straight from school. But is it always a good idea? One girl who's decided to take some time off before starting university is Abby Jones, and she's here today to tell us all about it. Abby, why did you decide to take some time off?
Well, my original plan was to finish school and then try and get into the police force. I didn't even consider university. But then I did some research and found out that with a degree, I could enter the police force at a higher level. Anyway, by the time I finally made up my mind, it was too late to apply for university that year, so I was going to have to wait 12 months.
How did you feel about that?
At first, I felt really stupid. I couldn't believe I'd missed the opportunity to go straight to university. I was also a bit scared. All my friends were going, and I know it sounds a bit silly, but I thought all the good jobs would be gone by the time I'd finally graduated. It was then that I realised I had to do something useful with my year off.
So what did you do?
Well, my dad suggested I get in contact with the police and see if there was any way I could work with them for a year as a volunteer. It seemed like a good idea, but there was something troubling me. I already knew I wanted to be a police officer. I knew I was going to spend my life working for the police. This year off was going to be my only chance to do something different.
So what was that something different?
Well, that was the problem. Now I had to think of something else to do. I didn't want to waste the year. One of my friend's brothers had spent a year living at home while working in a local hotel. I didn't want to do anything like that. I wanted to do something more exciting. I wanted to see some of the world. Then my dad reminded me he had a cousin living in Thailand. He said maybe I could spend some time with her. I didn't even need to think about it. Thailand? I mean, who wouldn't want to go there?
Wow, who wouldn't indeed?
So, 3 weeks later, I was in Bangkok staying with my dad's cousin. My parents gave me the money for the flight. My dad's cousin was cool and said I could stay with her as long as I wanted for free. She even found me a job teaching English at a local school. Almost straight away, I put the money I earned towards a mega holiday through Southeast Asia at the end of the year. So, while all my friends were getting used to their new lives at university, I was thousands of miles away leading my new exotic life.
So, what did you learn from your year in Thailand?
Oh, where do I start? I learned how to be independent and look after myself. I learned how to live in a completely different culture and make friends with people who I could barely speak to. On a practical level, I learned how to speak Thai quite well eventually, just from chatting to people, and I learned how to make Thai food. I did a course on that. It was great.
So, would you recommend a year out for all school leavers who are planning on going to university?
Well, if you're the kind of person who likes adventure, then it really is a good opportunity to do something a bit different. Of course, you don't have to go travelling halfway around the world. You can do loads of cool things at home, but the important thing is to have a plan. I know I said that I didn't really have one, but I was so lucky. My whole year off could easily have been a disaster. I wouldn't recommend leaving it to chance for others.